It's a Tuesday. Thank you very much for choosing us today. And it's all about music and sound production this hour. We're joined by Harry Green of Harry Green Music World, as well as RJ Nell. Gents, welcome to Rise FM. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having us. Morning.
Very, very excited for today's conversation because it's all about music and we all love music. Let's talk about, you know, how you guys got started into the music and sound production industry. I mean, Harry Green Music World started in 84. How did it all begin?
Yeah, it's amazing. Thanks a lot to be on the radio. It's a pleasure. And it's 40 years ago. We mm-hmm. can't believe it. Time is flying. And my father, you know, started Harry Green Music World, you know, in 84. Mm-hmm. I was at school and getting from the army, I joined him to be part of Harry Green Music World. His name was Harry Green also, and my name is Harry Green.
So there was Harry Green Jr.
It was Junior, and I also had a name called Junior until when he passed away after 15 years in business. Mm-hmm. Then automatically Harry Green took over, Harry Green Music World, and we are blessed to be in business for going for 40 years
yeah.
as a family business. Mm-hmm. When we took over, you know, in the music industry, it was music related. Those days, organs, techniques, organs, pianos,
yeah.
and guitars. And the dynamic has completely changed over the last 40 years, you know, going digital, as we know, you know. So that's how Harry Green Music World was started 40 years ago.
I mean, how have you guys maintained that longevity over 35 years or 40 years is quite a long time.
It's the passion, you
yeah.
know. It's a family business. First of all, it's mm-hmm. the name Harry Green, and a lot of challenges, making no mistake. But I mean, being in this business, growing up in this business, even as a youngster, you know, we were exposed to music. You know, piano.
Yeah.
My father, he could play almost each and every instrument, a saxophone, a piano, accordion, a double bass, electric bass. We grew up in that vibrant of music. And, of course, you know, that's love that we generated from those days in school. And, of course, you know, prior, before he was opening Harry Green Music World, he was also at a music shop in Nelspruit.
Uh-huh.
Many years ago, you know, we were five when we came from Pretoria,
yeah.
and he was the director of a music shop called Lowveld Organ Center.
Mm.
And that is when I was six, when we were in the environment of music.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, then he broke away and he opened his own music shop in 84, November. And then, so that's the legend of Harry Green Music World ever since, you know.
Mm. RJ, what sparked this collaboration between Harry Green Music World and Rock Solid Sound Productions? And how has it been over the years?
So basically, it all started off when I started working for Harry.
Yeah.
Bottom of the barrel, I started with the guitars. My background is sound and lighting, so I've got a national diploma in sound and lighting.
Lovely.
After finishing my studies, I decided to pursue music to some degree
mm-hmm.
and thought it was a great idea to go work for a music shop and I could have the production company as a sideline. I think I did two full weddings and then Harry approached me that time. I think it was back in 2012. I started in 2011. So in 2012, he approached me and said, well, what do we want to achieve with this production side of things? I said, well, at the moment, I'm enjoying it. I'm doing the guitars. I'm living my passion because I play guitar. I did a little bit of vocals.
Yeah.
I delved in music somewhat.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed doing a wedding because it was a little bit of extra cash.
Yeah.
But I think the idea at that stage was not to start a production company that will grow to the extent where it did. But having said that, Harry approached me and said, you know, let's let this thing grow. You know, what can I invest in it? And I said, well, absolutely. I've got three speakers or four speakers at that stage. I was doing weddings. Obviously, my passion was always music and production. And when Harry came on board, we were able to grow a bit and invest a bit into the production side and basically tested the waters for the first about 7 or 8 years until COVID hit. And We were still fairly small before COVID. We managed to survive COVID on both ends of the business. We thought outside the box. We were having a little bit of shows indoor instead of, you know, the outdoors that we weren't allowed to have. So we managed to survive, and then we grew from strength to strength after, I'd say, 2020 until the point where we are now for both businesses. But it's almost becoming as if it's one entity, you know. If it's on the same premises. If you go to Ari Green, you'll be exposed to Rock Solid and vice versa. But the collaboration, basically, I think, was initiated from Harry's side, to answer your question.
Definitely.
Definitely don't regret any of that.
I love that you speak about events, because, I mean, Mpumalanga has a growing entertainment scene right now. How do you guys see your work contributing to the development of local talent and events?
Yeah, it's a very interesting statement that you made, saying that the industry is growing, especially on the event side. We feel that that is a fact. Although the economy is under a little bit of pressure, we feel that the event side is still maintaining a fair amount of momentum. So we're very blessed in that sense. But to come back to your question, we do look at entities like the Round Table as an example. You know, they've got a yearly function that's called the Tube Race.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last 6 years, we basically grew with them, offering them a sort of a sponsorship to start off with. And then, you know, basically to the level where it's grown now over the last 6 years, they've become a very, very good client of ours. So to use them as an example, we're now doing an event in Margate yearly. That's also a Round Table initiative.
Lovely.
We're doing an event in Pretoria. So we're very interested to see how we can assist the community. We're happy to look at sponsorships and things like that. But I think the music shop offers us the foundation to be able to be exposed to the musicians. And we like to back it up with a production company. There's often things like a gentleman needing a, let's say, an introduction to a sound system. He needs to listen to the sound system or know how the sound card works. Mm-hmm. Things like that, we're able to, on a fundamental level and the foundational level, we're able to offer that in terms of Rock Solid. Because we can invite the guys to our warehouse and say, well, listen, let's hook up your two tops that you've invested in to two subs, and you can hear what the difference makes. So we think it offers us a little bit of a more dynamic aspect to the business, so than simply being a retail shop. And we also, obviously, as you know, there's a piano division as part of Ari Green Music World. So I think by having all these entities, it is I think an advantage to our clientele from Ari Green, because we know our technicians work with digital consoles every day. So if someone wants to purchase a digital console, we're like, don't worry. If you support us in the Ari Green Music World side, Rock Solid can offer you the training on the console, and you don't need to pay for it, as an example. So there's these little things that we can basically add as an added value to our customers that I think that makes the recipe and the two businesses, or I'd say three businesses, because the piano workshop is also there, you know, coexist in harmony. And I believe that's an advantage to our clientele and on both ends of the business.
Let's talk about some of the disadvantages, though. Being in business for over 40 years, it's a lot, but it must come with its own challenges. So let's talk about that, especially in a province like Mpumalanga. Has Ari Green Music World faced any serious challenges?
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, I'm not going to say no. I think the biggest challenge that we have had was the COVID period that we have had. And as you know, you come just on a point, you know, that the company is running smooth, Rock Solid is running smooth, you know, you've got your overheads and you've got your income. And then we were in a lockdown period, which nobody expected. And that was the biggest challenge for Ari Green Music World and for Rock Solid Sound Productions. And based on that, you know, we couldn't even sell a guitar, or we couldn't even do a funeral. You know, we could, that basically was the biggest. Myself and RJ was in a meeting. What are we going to do now? Are we going to sell our gear? Are we going to keep it? Are we going to bite the bullet? That was the biggest one. And of course, you know, the other theory, you know, based on our business, you know, we are linked with the economy.
Mm-hmm.
We are linked with our exchange rate. And basically, everything that's getting imported is getting paid in euro or in dollars. And we know that is the, we need to be in the market to know that you need to stay competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the price structure, the same for rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
We need to price that we know that the client is getting value for the money,
yeah.
Even buying a keyboard or an event that's getting hired for a wedding. So it basically, but I mean, every day when we're coming to our office, myself and ours has got a business meeting,
yeah.
We've got a group meeting, and everybody must think out of the box,
yeah.
You know, what's the plan, how are we going to challenge this month, you know, and so there's constant meetings that we have to address, you know, of if something happens, you know, it's a pleasure. I mean, basically, you're getting used to the challenges.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, there's sometimes sleepless nights, you know,
yeah.
That your brain is in turbo. You
mm-hmm.
know, what are we going to do now? And then, so we need two brains, myself and Arza, and the team, that's
yeah.
our selling team, to have their input also, to advise us, let's go for this product. Let's go scale down on other products, you know, to test the market. Then we sell some of the products, and
mm-hmm.
then we invest in other gear. And we test the buyer, you know, to see if they want to buy in a digital console or on a... But make no mistake, you know, that plus point, the advantage of Harrigri Music World, ever since, you know, when I joined my father, my late father, he was importing directly from overseas.
Oh, lovely.
So I grew up in that environment, you know. So when he passed away, I was still in importing, you know, musical instruments, importing gear for Harrigri Music World. And still the advantage, you know, myself being in Frankfurt, the Frankfurt Messe, where the entire world is coming together, exhibit all the musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the advantage to see in one music show for a week the platform of what's getting produced for your clientele in South Africa.
Yeah.
Of course, you cannot compare South Africa with Europe and America.
No, of course,
you know, it's
yeah.
different markets, you know, but and then... So that is automatic the plus point, you know, that is to the benefit of Rock Solid Sound Productions
mm-hmm.
to import our gear that we need for the event company, you know. So that's the plus point, you know. But I mean, it's like if you need to tell me, Harry, what are you going to do now? I'm going to do music,
yeah.
Nothing else, you know,
yeah.
And yes.
Well, I guess this question is then relevant for our very last question, because we are running out of time, and that's the beauty of radio.
Yeah.
It's looking ahead, because there's a lot of innovation and there's a lot of trends in music and sound production. What can we look forward to when it comes to the collaboration between Harry Green and Rock Solid?
So, you're forcing me to think outside the box here, but at least I came prepared for a question like that. So there's one exciting thing that we are trying to launch. I'm not trying to launch, that we will be launching.
Yeah.
And we will be calling it the Harry Green and Rock Solid Live Sessions, where we want to invite musicians and local musicians only into the shop, and basically give them a platform to stream onto their socials and our socials as a form of a collaboration between the artist and Harry Green and Rock Solid.
I love that.
So the nice thing about this is Rock Solid can showcase the sound and lighting.
Yes.
Harry Green Music World obviously then has the local musicians and hopefully the guys that will be attending the event, although it will be small, you know,
yeah.
50, 60 people. They'll be able to see what the shop and what the production company can offer, and it allows the artist the platform where they are able to stream it to their clientele and their I call it clientele because on our side it's clientele,
yeah.
but to their fans basically. So this initiative we have been planning for some time. We are looking to launch at the end of winter.
Okay.
So I think that for me is and for Harry Green, I hope is something that we're hoping will catch a lot of momentum and will help the local guys to see us not only as a business that wants to you know, to take their money, but
yeah.
to also offer them something, because music is, and Harry mentioned it, I have to give him a compliment here, because you can't sum it up any better. If you're in the music industry, you have to have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can exist and have the passion to go day by day with its challenges, because it's a luxury industry, if you don't have the passion. Without
yeah.
that, you're lost.
Yeah.
So I'd love for us to show our clientele and the artists that we still have the passion to be in this industry. Post-COVID was tough times.
Yeah.
So people tend to go and say, from a financial perspective, what do I concentrate on? And if you're in the music industry, you can't just concentrate on what margin you're going to make on your products. You can't just concentrate because you're missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Who our clientele are the musicians. By not giving back to them, you're basically missing the point. And that was a realization that we got to at a stage where we asked, and Harry himself, you know, we've got our daily meeting, so we tend to stay on the same page. Is what can we offer the artist?
Mm-hmm.
We're offering him a product, but he has to pay us for the product.
Yeah.
So who's benefiting? If I'm selling something to someone, I'm benefiting.
Yeah.
He can benefit by a better price, fair enough. But what is he getting as a foundation? So I love your question. But to answer that, this will be happening very soon, and we're very excited about it. And hopefully it will show the community that both of the businesses care about the musicians.
Yes.
And this can act as a platform going forward and hopefully inviting them into what we can offer. And hopefully we can get some events and some momentum out of it on all our socials, and the same with the artists. So I think the collaboration between us and the artists will hopefully add to both of the benefit of both of us, if that...
I love it. Well, thank you so much, gents, for coming on to the show. I think this is such a nice initiative or a nice collaboration that you guys are starting. We wish you guys all the very best. Invite us.
Absolutely.
When this starts, I'm actually quite excited.
Maybe you guys can put it on your socials as well, or we can look at something like that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for
it's Rise
Thank
FM.
You so much for having us.